everybody. My name is Jake Strawn. You probably know me as Himris, and I'm the creator of the Omega theme, which is now the second most used theme on Drupal.org.
Hi, my name is Michelle Lauer. I am Mish on Drupal.org, and I'm by Mish everywhere else. You might know me from some DrupalCon and DrupalCamp presentations. I've also been on the Drupalize Me video series, training Drupal videos. And both Jake and I are contributing authors on the Definitive Guide to Drupal 7.
And this is episode 38 of the Modules Unraveled podcast.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast, where the Drupal community speaks. And now your host. He had to get stitches in high school after his best friend tripped him in gym class. Brian Lewis.
Welcome to the Modules Unraveled podcast. My name is Brian Lewis, and today I'm talking with Jake Strawn and Michelle Lauer. Jake and Michelle are the founders of ThemeGeeks, a premium Drupal theme store that will be launching later this year. And actually, if you head over there right now, you can sign up to be notified when it does launch. And so we're going to be talking about the NodeMaker distribution they've put together for Drupal. So Jake, why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about your background and who you are and where you're from?
Wow, where I'm from. I might get in trouble for being a born and raised Texan. I have been in web development for, I think, going on 15 years now, and been using Drupal 6 or more years. And it's been a long, fun road, but love the Drupal community and everything we get to do with it.
Cool. Michelle, what about you?
I started my adventures with Drupal about 5 or so years ago when a company I was working for switched everything from some grow-your-own and WordPress-type applications to Drupal. And I haven't looked back since. I've had some awesome clients, including big Fortune 500 companies, and then now I'm adventuring into the ThemeGeeks area, where primarily I'm working on the NodeMaker side. And cool. I live in New Hampshire.
In where?
New Hampshire.
All right. So a Texan and a New Hampshire. Where are you guys at now?
We're both in New Hampshire.
Okay. So he moved up to you.
Yes.
Cool. Okay. So what have you guys been working on? Now you've got a few things. You want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing?
Well, I can start with just what NodeMaker is. Brand new distribution. Distributions, as you guys know, are free for everyone to download and to modify and contribute to. The NodeMaker distribution has a lot of out-of-the-box features. A couple of them include an entire administrative area that is chock-full of inline insight documentation. It's not all written yet, but it is all there for you. So as you are working with NodeMaker, all of your questions can be answered right there. Another great feature is our launch checklist. So as you've played with NodeMaker, you can go through and say, okay, these are the steps that I've completed. My site's now ready to launch, and also comes with a bunch of default content, so you can truly explore all of the features and see the power behind it. Probably wondering what some of those features are. And it's really a lot of basic things that everybody wants in a website, but maybe doesn't know how to build just yet. So there's a multi-user blog functionality, has an entire archive, you can browse by categories. There's an announcement section, which could be used for press releases and news of any sort. Again, there's an archive, you can browse by category. As I'm listing all these features, you're probably thinking, wow, this is wonderful, but I don't need all of them. It's not a problem at all. You can enable and disable them as you want and pick and choose the functionality that you need. Let's see, other feature sets include intuitive URLs. Drupal is, Node 37. Well, that's not very helpful. So if you're looking at, say, a blog node, the URL is going to say, it's a blog, this is the date, and then this is the title. So it's using great aliasing functionality. But what's more is that the breadcrumbs with this is actually based on those URLs. So every single path within your URL is an actual page, and you can navigate the site that way. Other cool features that Jake can actually talk about is our gallery, which can be attached to any single piece of content.
Absolutely. And I think we'll first step back for a second, kind of the next item here of what we've been working on. And you know, in addition to getting this distribution ready that you know we think is going to be absolutely perfect for our own use cases and you know hopefully to everybody that gives it a try, the other additional thing I've been working on is actually getting our real ThemeGeek site off the ground and premium themes ready for sale. And that kind of goes to why we've, you know, decided to create this distribution. It's not necessarily that, you know, Drupal needs another distribution. There's a lot of great ones out there. I've contributed to several, helping make like Commerce Kickstart, Open Public, Open Publish from Phase 2, and making those responsive. But part of the goal, I think, with, you know, a premium theme store, a theme community in Drupal, that the thing that it needs behind it to make it successful is a use case, a demonstration of how these things will look out of the box. And, you know, when you install Drupal and you get through the entire process and you get to the screen saying, you have no content, click here, you know, it's just not a usable situation. And, you know, the customer base for themes that I want to attract are those that have little time or money to get a site off the ground. And if you pair a good distribution with a theme, out of the box you can really get what you expect and not get, you know, a great looking theme if it's on a fully featured site. But when you install it on a bare Drupal site, there's just nothing there. It still kind of looks junky. So I think that's the big reason behind that. And so, you know, essentially as we move forward, all of our initial themes will be, you know, specifically catered to the NodeMaker distribution, would work with Drupal out of the box, but it would be a little more plain. And then we do hope to kind of expand that out to where other popular distributions that also have kind of that level of default content and out-of-the-box usability. Commerce Kickstart is, you know, another great example of that. And start offering themes based on that. So when a customer gets it and they install their site, they have what they expect and not an empty site they can't use.
Right, good. Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about the NodeMaker project. Michelle, you already kind of talked about a little bit. Jake, did you want to kind of pick up where we left off?
Sure. Michelle kind of went over some of the, you know, just basic ins and outs with, you know, great URLs, breadcrumbs. We essentially have out of the box with, you know, with each feature app that you can choose or choose not to enable with all of these content types, there's kind of a set of common fields that will go across every content type. So, you know, we're building a Drupal site. We know that, you know, 99% of our pages should be able to have an image if we choose to. So, you know, there's a nice shared image field for a headline image that will appear at the top of a post and, you know, make your site, you know, just look a lot better. Let's see, we led into galleries. That's a feature I'm still kind of putting the finishing touches on, but responsive slideshows, a flex slider, you can essentially upload as many photos as you want, put them in a gallery, and then any other piece of content you want to create, if you create a blog or a event or anything like that, you can just with a node relation field, you can, you know, attach that gallery then at the top of any post you want. So, you know, in addition to kind of all these content types being standalone and working great by themselves, they all interact together the way you would expect.
Cool. So if anybody wants to check this out while we're kind of talking, you can head over to drupal.org/project/NodeMaker. And that's where this distribution is hosted. Although I'm told it's in alpha phase right now. I'm trying to look over our notes here. We kind of went over some of these. I'm trying to figure out which ones we actually did because we didn't go through them in order. we talked about, you know, during the installation, just like most profiles, you can decide which apps you want to enable using the UI. And so you don't have to be a coder to be able to enable and disable modules and apps and things that are needed for this. The demo content is fantastic. And actually at the end of this podcast, I'm going to do a quick screen share of showing a demo of the NodeMaker installation. So if you stick around till then, you can see that happen. What else did we miss? Can you guys pick up on anything?
Sure. Well, a lot of common site features that people want is a display of all of their companies or whatever, their social media links. So, you know, find me on Facebook, find me on Twitter. So there's a block that you can have the option to pick one of, I think, 30 different social media links, and you fill them out and you can rearrange them, drag them to reorder them so that you have all that displayed on your site. Another thing Jake mentioned when he was talking about galleries was the events. So if you utilize our event feature, you can then post your photos from that event, that gallery, right on your event node. And, well, events are going to be really easy to find. So not only are you going to have a listings page, but there's a full calendar functionality, so you can browse by year, by month, by week, by day, you know, any way you want to find your content. Couple other features we have are testimonials. This allows any user to go ahead and leave a testimonial. When they do that, it is automatically a non-published node. You as a site administrator will get an email, and you've got the choice of, do I publish this or not? Also, an automatic thank you email is sent to the person who filled that out. Hmm. So you can keep people writing stuff, but you don't need to publish automatically things that aren't maybe not what you want for your front page.
Right.
Also, optional kind of social networking functionality. Not every site needs this if it's just your company website, but a lot of people do want these features. So there's a whole forum section, advanced user profiles with a bunch of fields, as well as Facebook style status updates and activity logs of things that you've done on your site. So you really can use some of our modules and apps to create a full community right there.
Hmm. Cool.
And I think kind of the biggest thing with this is that, these are things, maybe the way we've put some of this together might be different than somebody has approached it before. But, what we've done with this isn't necessarily groundbreaking, but what we've given is all of those features that I've built personally so many times on every project and had to do it over and over. And I mean, that's that's been, I think, the direction everybody's wanted to go with features and apps and all these things, yeah. And, try to figure out the best way to do them in Drupal. And what we've got so far, and as you mentioned, they're, currently on the NodeMaker project page, there's a dev release, which is, spotty since it's rebuilt every night. But, we hope to have an alpha actually packaged release out in the next week or so. But everything that's in here just, cuts out so many hours of time in doing all of this, work that you would do on every project.
Right.
And, based on, ThemeGeeks, being a front-end specialist company, besides all these great features we have and all of this great functionality on the back end, my biggest focus is, making this distribution responsive, making sure that, when you install this free distribution and you, pick out a free theme, or maybe you buy a premium one, but when you get that going and you send your clients to it, it instantly works on every device. It's got great mobile menus, all of these little features that, over the past year that responsive has really taken off, that, we're all just starting to play with, but, the kind of thing that I feel like every site should have out of the box. And with that, there is the theme that's the default out of the box in a NodeMaker distribution is called Omega NodeMaker, and it's a sub-theme of Omega.
And oh, okay.
Right. It's a flavor of Omega, specifically kind of configured for NodeMaker and with a lot more polish for anybody that's followed me and is currently using Omega. It's really, really playing out of the box. The Omega NodeMaker base theme really puts all the polish on it. And when we get to a quick demo, you'll kind of see and there's still a lot of work and a lot of details to touch up on that, but out of the box, it just looks amazing and, truly represents all the content that's available and all the things you're capable of doing.
Cool. So it's a sub-theme and it's responsive, obviously.
Yep.
You mentioned something about something about iOS devices.
A lot of the extra pieces I'm kind of integrating for NodeMaker, and these are configurable are things like the standalone web app mode on iOS. You know, when you add a link to your home screen on iPhone, iPad, any of that, when you actually use that icon then to open it, it doesn't open it directly in Safari, but its own standalone app, and you're able to do everything in there, you know, giving your website essentially just that web app feel. So there's a lot of work that's gone into that and a lot of tweaks to you know, really enhance that mobile experience for, you know, devices that are capable of doing such.
Okay, I didn't even know that was an option. So it doesn't even use the mobile Safari.
It essentially is using it for the back end, but you don't see the URL bar. You get rid of all the kind of Safari junk, and you know, your website is in full screen mode, and it's really a great experience. And
wow.
That part is targeted to iOS devices.
Yeah.
But somebody on an Android or anything like that still sees exactly the same, you know, mobile version of the website, just still wrapped in the browser.
Huh. Sweet. I didn't even know that was an option. I'm going to have to play with that and check that out. Do you guys want to move on to some use cases and talk about some different different groups of people that might benefit from NodeMaker?
Sure. I could start on that. One thing Jake already mentioned was that, you know, a lot of the features that we've incorporated here are not necessarily groundbreaking, but it's something that as a developer and a site builder, you have built a gazillion times, and it gets really repetitive. So now that there's something out of the box that you can install, as a developer, you're potentially, you know, depending on how many apps you enable, you know, 2, 3, 4, 6 weeks worth of development time is just gone. Because, you know, a couple clicks and everything is ready to go for you. And I think that's really, really powerful. Another thing is, you know, as web developers, a lot of times people come up to you, you know, your friends, and say, you know, hey, I really need a website. I only have $200. And, you know, you start laughing, going, yeah, I can build you a website for $200. But now you can, because, you know, in 2, 3 hours, you've clicked a couple things, you you use the default theme, then you're good to go. So now you can really help out, you know, your friends that say, hey, I really need this website, which is nice because you don't want to turn them down.
Yeah, cool.
There's a couple more use cases too, actually, we can go into. Is there are people out there that are still new to Drupal and they're trying really hard to break into the industry, and they know what features they want, they just don't know how to build them yet. So NodeMaker is an excellent starting point for them. You know, maybe their expertise is more theming, but they're not very good at some of the site development. Well, no problem. You know, they can download NodeMaker and then add their custom theme layer to it.
Hmm. Okay, so then what about people who are already familiar with Drupal and build sites? How are they going to use it?
I see two cases. One is great, an awesome starting point, you know, shaving off development hours. So now that either you can make your business more competitive because you can lower your prices because you have less hours, or if you're a really, really large company who's trying to convince, you know, maybe someone that, wow, you know, Drupal is the way to go. Well, within, you know, 30 minutes, you have a demonstration site for them saying, look at all the things that, you know, you can do, and almost use it for prototyping, which is a wonderful thing, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Let me take this opportunity real quick to mention to anybody who's listening, send us those questions that you might have so far about this, that anything you've thought of, use the hashtag MUP038, and we'll answer those in just a little bit. What else do you guys want to talk about NodeMaker? Anything?
Yeah, I think one of the coolest things, which is really the, you know, NodeMaker was born because theme geeks needed something to theme when we made those. You know, Jake had mentioned this before, but, you know, out of the box Drupal is, you know, very, very plain vanilla. And then you go ahead and you can customize it in a gazillion ways, which makes it very challenging for any theme developer to make something that looks good on those specific feature sets that, you know, a gazillion people are building. So we're creating consistency. Out of the box, you get the same product every time. It's reliable. This will allow us as theme geeks to deliver a theme that we know is going to work wonderful with your gallery. I mean, there's a bunch of ways you can build a gallery, but because NodeMaker has this one specific way, that means everything that you're buying with ThemeGeeks will be themed properly. Mm. That's just one example.
Yeah, it's a good point.
And I think a big part of it too is, you know, for the entire time I've been in Drupal, there's always the talk of the Drupal learning curve. And it, you know, it is tough. When I discovered Drupal, I was building my own CMS, and, you know, it took me a while to ramp up to the Drupal way of doing things. And, you know, out of the box, Drupal doesn't really help with that. That, you know, it only makes the learning curve worse, because when that new person who, somebody said, you got to install Drupal, and this, you know, it's going to be great. And then, you know, when they see Drupal out of the box, no, it's not. You need to do a lot of work to really make it awesome. And, you know, that is just what NodeMaker and, you know, the other distributions that are out there. I mean, last couple of years we've seen new distributions and updates to distributions that really take it to the next level, so that, you know, somebody trying this out doesn't have to understand anything. They can quickly go, oh, here I can turn on a blog. Okay, thanks, cool. I got a site today. You know, so I think the usability of that and just making that easy for, you know, all those people that we still want to, you know, adopt Drupal and become part of our community and help grow it.
Yeah, great. Well, I haven't had any questions come in yet, so I think we'll probably do our wrap up, and then we'll jump into the little demo so that you guys can kind of walk me through and walk people through, and some questions might come up during that. So, is there anything you wanted to add before we do the wrap up?
One thing that I'm looking at is always new features that we want in NodeMaker. We do have a couple things on our, you know, phase two, phase three list of different functionality that we think would benefit everybody. But the one specific thing that I'm looking at is the Aloha editor. It's still not quite stable yet, but I've been playing with it, and, you know, as soon as that's ready, we're going to incorporate that. So now you have, you know, a little WYSIWYG field for all your text areas, which I think will really make a difference for everybody.
Oh, cool. So you're planning on putting that into NodeMaker?
Yes.
Excellent.
That's definitely a goal. And I, you know, onto the Spark distribution again, I've been really trying to, you know, pay attention, and I've had in mind a long time of doing the, you know, inline, you know, block placement and, you know, moving things around the page without, you know, the nasty block management console or context, things like that. And, you know, the Spark distribution seems to show some promise in that area, you know, even with, you know, highly dev versions of some of this. Like, this is hopefully the way that all Drupal is going, that, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to make it so easy for, you know, that next level of adopters to come in. So definitely trying to follow a lot of those features as to how we can utilize those.
Cool. Okay, so... But actually, before I say this, I got there's a tweet from Jerry ITT who said he does a lot of prototyping with Drupal and Omega using NodeMaker, and it makes things a lot quicker and easier for him. So there's a testimonial from Jerry on Twitter. Jerry asked again, is there plans for the future of NodeMaker and Omega for a panels type of interface for region and zone configurations?
Yes.
Excellent. Cool.
Do you want to expand on that, Jake?
I don't know if I do or not. You know, I've been kind of like talking about the future and where, you know, edit module and edit in place, move blocks and regions around. You know, I've kind of been on that bandwagon for a couple of years now, and talking about where I wanted, you know, Omega to work with something like that, and, you know, make that front end editing easier. I mean, will it be something that I personally build here? Maybe not, because now a lot more people have started, you know, on this initiative and trying different ways to, you know, make that the perfect scenario. But, you know, again, something that we're watching and, you know, working on a little ourselves to hopefully have something like that in the near future.
Hmm. Okay, so what's something, let's start with Jake maybe. What's something that you're really excited about that is up and coming, but you're not necessarily working on?
I actually thought about this one earlier, and the only thing I could think of was Drupal 8. Mm. And, you know, I've just been following as closely as I can some of the conversations, but, you know, my space in Drupal has kind of always been the contrib space and things like that. So, you know, I really try to pay attention and, you know, see what's, at least keep up to date with where it's going to go before it gets there. I mean, and I know that helped before Drupal 7 came around, and really, you know, seeing what's changing, seeing what, you know, we need to change in our modules and themes, you know, to get those ready for the next version. So, you know, I'm excited just to kind of keep following along with that and, you know where both like the Omega theme and, you know, now, you know, a distribution like NodeMaker, how, you know, how are we going to have to change that, and what, you know, what kind of timeline would we look at to get a release when D8's ready, things like that.
Right. What about you, Michelle?
Well, I've always been interested in the user experience. I mentioned with NodeMaker, we've got, you know, all the URL aliases making sense, and those are actually the same as the breadcrumbs. I think things like that are really important. Mentioned the Aloha editor, again, helping the user experience, and then the edit module, which is the in-place editing. I must have downloaded that during a bad dev thing because it wasn't working exactly. But so excited about all of those projects. You know, like Jake said, you know, it's going in the right direction. And so those things that I like to focus on.
Cool. Okay, so before we jump into our demo, Jake, where can people find out more about you?
I am Hemeris on pretty much every website that exists. Drupal.org, Facebook, Twitter.
All right. And Michelle?
I'm Mish on Drupal.org. And I'm by Mish pretty much everywhere else.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for coming on, guys. I'm really excited about this. And I'm actually already thinking of a project that I would like to get started on soon that I might be getting a hold of you guys for. I think I'd like to use NodeMaker on that to kind of get things started. So I know that you guys are hoping to get an alpha out this coming week. Do you have a timeline or goal for, you know, an official release?
It's ready when it's ready.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I'll expect it next month.
It's a good goal.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for coming on. And if you're still here, we are going to jump over now. So cool. If you guys are listening, I hope you enjoyed this. This was really cool for me to get to take a look at, and especially have the guys who created it walk me through it. That was super helpful. If you guys have any more questions, go ahead and send those tweets out with the hashtag to MUP038, and we'll get those, and I'll pass them along to Jake and Michelle if they want to answer those. And actually, I did get one real quick from Jerry again. He says, handing NodeMaker to people switching from WordPress and got a lot easier and got much better response than plain vanilla Drupal. Yes.
Yep.
So
yep.
That's definitely a huge, huge deal. So, all right. Well, guys, thanks for coming over. I'm going to go say hello to my wife and hopefully get out of trouble for scheduling this during our lunch.
Oh, great, Brian. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, no problem. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
If you liked this episode, check out modulesunraveled.com/podcast to get more information about it. And while you're there, you can listen to other episodes or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes or your favorite podcast software. Also, check out the Drupal videos on the site. There are a number of series available, each teaching various subjects in Drupal 7, like setting up a newsletter, configuring organic groups, or how to make the images on your site responsive to complement your responsive design. Thanks for listening. Feel free to get in touch and keep those suggestions coming about who you want to hear from on the podcast. That's it for this episode of the Modules Unraveled podcast, and I'll talk to you next week.